Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm usually late to the party, or just not invited at all to the party, but it just hit me. That's Raheem Morris, current Falcons head coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
That could have been Bill Belichick
this week.
I was
thinking the same thing.
That could have been Bill Belichick returning to Gillette Stadium to take on Mike Vrabel.
Bill, in your pre-draft assessment of Drake May, you said he basically sucked. What do you think of him now?
Oh, my God. I just realized, that's all we would have talked about all week.
Do we have time for some Bill Belichick audio later in the show?
Oh, we do, Ted. For you, anything. On Halloween.
My face.
It's your treat. It's your treat.
All right, very good.
Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Hey.
Little did we
He's
know.
He's happy where he is.
Little did we know he couldn't beat anybody else. And we'll see about Duke.
I love
even.
All the people getting mad at you for not giving them credit for actually, they're starting to show signs of positivity.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
In week 7 of a college football season, which is now a one-year entity. It's no longer about building programs year over year. No, it's 1 year. Anyway,
yep.
Patriots, Falcons, Gillette Stadium, Sunday afternoon. I believe the weather's going to be good. It's going to be a nice fall weekend. The clocks will have changed. The leaves are falling. Michael Penix, Drake London, and who's the other key injury?
Bijan Robinson.
They're all healthy, basically. Pitts. They're all playing. They all do not have game designations. They all practice today. Yeah. So it's Penix, it's Pitts, and it's London coming to Gillette Stadium. So Ted Johnson, give us the buildup for Patriots-Falcons.
All right. I'll just give you a little recap. So the Falcons are coming off of a really bad loss, a 31-10 loss to the Dolphins. We saw what the Dolphins were last night.
Yeah.
Again, they didn't have Michael Penix or Drake London in that game, so that adds to it. They're good wins so far this year. They did beat Minnesota earlier in the year, Washington, and Buffalo. So those are decent wins. Their bad losses are to Carolina and to Miami. The Atlanta offense is kind of it's hard to figure out because they ranked in 7th in yards per game.
Ooh, top 10 offense.
Right, but they rank 23rd in DVOA, which I think is probably the most accurate kind of stat that really says the whole story. So
bottom 10 offense.
They move the ball up and down, but they don't score at a high rate, and so clearly their red zone offense isn't very good. You guys just mentioned it. Their top three guys on offense, really who you got to just concentrate on is obviously the quarterback, but he's not as I was a big fan of Michael Penix, but he's struggling this year. Only 61% of his passes being completed for 234 yards per game, 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And Drake London, their leading receiver, has 38 catches on 63 targets. So not a very efficient target for Michael Penix. Just a couple of TDs. He does have six big plays. There are plays of 20 or more. And then Kyle Pitts is the next leading receiver at 39 catches. He only has one touchdown, and he has six X plays. So that's something to consider when you know or hear that the Patriots are 31st in giving up big plays. That defense, there's some issues on that defense that really I think the quarterback has been masking. But one of them is they give up too many big plays, and the Falcons offense is a kind of a big play offense. So that's something to keep in mind. The Pats running game, you hope that it found some traction. Just still one of the worst running games in the league, but then that goes to show you how bad they were, because the last two games they've had over 170 yards rushing. So that's some of that, a lot of it, that is Drake May scrambling, so you got to keep that in mind. Interesting to learn that Atlanta's secondary is number one in passing yards allowed. They don't give up big plays. They've only give up 150 yards per game, which is crazy to think that their defense is that good. So you're trying to figure out, how are they going to attack? You know, do they try and get the running game because they feel like, well, it's they're so good at defending the deep ball, or do you just kind of keep the offense you've been running and take see if you can't pierce that defense down deep? We'll see. But you know, this is there's metrics and numbers and markers that would suggest that this game is tougher than it might appear based on the opponent's record. So I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about this team. I've seen Michael Penix time and time again get hot and just start lighting it up. And so I am a little bit worried. That's why in my picks I do have this game being a close game.
So even their best player, Bijan Robinson, has been sort of similar to them. He had that crazy game, what was it, 3 weeks ago to help beat the Bills, right, 170 yards. Since then, he's had a couple games, though. It's under 3 yards a carry, not a lot of production. Yeah. And then the flip side of that is the Patriots' run defense is really good. I don't know, like, does he scare you?
He does. I think because he's the most dynamic back they've played all year.
Yeah.
So he averages 138 all-purpose yards in the passing game and running game. He's about 35% of their offensive production. That's a pretty good chunk for a running back. You know, Marshall Faulk in the Super Bowl was 50%. And so Bijan, so that's how I look at it, is like, who's most responsible for the offense? It's Bijan Robinson. So you better have a plan to stop Bijan Robinson.
And am I wrong to have more of a concern of him as a pass catcher than as – I feel like the run defense is good. But as Giardi said when he was talking about, I think, Robert Spillane, like, there might be opportunities to try to get coverage mismatches.
Remember the Miami game, H. Angles, you know, something where you put him in space. He's not running the ball from the traditional home position. You know, you have him out wide or you have him offset and you get him into routes fast. I think that would be a good strategy, Eddie, for them to have.
Fitzy, this game defensively, I know you've been sort of big on the run defense isn't very good, but their pass defense is good. Have we reached the point with Drake May, though, in this passing game where it's like, okay, you're a good pass defense. Guess what? I'm a good pass offense. Let's see, you know, sort of a heat check game for this pass offense. Or is that not – are they not quite there yet?
I don't think they're there yet. And I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to be, you know, obstinate enough to say, okay, my strong against your strong. Let's see who ends up on the other side of it. Especially when, even if you are a step back in the running game without Ramondre this week, this could be such a great run to set up the pass week. Like, just, you know, hammer Atlanta where you can get them around the ends and up the gut for as long as you can and set up the passes. Just be effective, hold the ball, and like Ted was just saying, prevent Atlanta from doing things to get the ball in Bijan Robinson's hands in space where he can mismatch against a linebacker. The Achan game week two, Ted, was exactly what I was thinking. You know, you can't really run the ball against the Patriots very well, but if you can get a speedy guy like Bijan Robinson out in space and try to find a mismatch, they'll do so, because their offensive coordinator, I mean, granted, as long as he actually does it, no coordinator is under more fire in the NFL right now than Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator for the Falcons.
Absolutely, and he's a guy that a lot of Patriots fans wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. You know, and I mean, if I were him, I'd be dialing up some shots down the field. I think Penix is an excellent deep ball thrower. I do. The Patriots were vulnerable against the big play. And you basically, if you get to the red zone, you're an offense that gets to the red zone, you pretty much score more than 70% of the time. The Patriots' red zone defense is terrible. They have the worst goal-to-goal defense in the league. So I don't know. There are things in their offense that lend me to think that this can be a close game if they kind of strike at the weaknesses of the Patriots defense.
So you like Penix. You said you like
him. I do. I'm a big fan of his.
So why isn't it? I mean, his numbers are, pedestrian at best. 61% completion percentage in the modern NFL is low.
You know, how good is Zach? I think it's coaching at a young quarterback is so vital. Like, mm-hmm. He had a different offensive coordinator last year. Now he has a new one this year, right? Or no, Zach Robinson was there last year, wasn't he? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is
year two.
My bad.
Yeah.
So maybe Zach Robinson isn't the offensive coordinator we all thought. I mean, he was with the Rams. Was he the offensive coordinator? I think he was a quarterback's coach for.
Yeah, it's whatever. So,
you know what I mean? I don't know if that translates. All of a sudden, he's really all that good. I just think young quarterbacks need to be matched up with really good offensive coordinators, and I'm not sure Zach Robinson is. So I'm blaming him more than Mike, if that's fair. And he's also plays for the Atlanta Falcons. It's not the best, franchise in the league, right?
Right. I think everybody, and it's weird, because I've heard totally, talking to fans or people on Twitter. We got a text earlier, actually. This game is essentially a live walkthrough. That's what some people are feeling about this game.
I'm more worried about this team than I was the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Mm. It's a better all-around team, absolutely, because you have an offense. Like, it wouldn't stun me, even though they haven't really done it, if they scored some points. Really, if you look at their games this year, if you can get to where the Patriots have been pretty regularly, the mid to high 20s or 30s, you should win the game. They don't score points like that. They haven't. Now, admittedly, they've had some back and forth and guys in and out of the lineup, and Kirk Cousins was a part of that. But they've had these weird games. The Panthers game before the Panthers came here. Remember the Panthers mm-hmm. game? They moved up and down the field, mm-hmm. but turnovers, they had a pick mm-hmm. six, a defensive, and you got blown out. And I just, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked. But I also think there's always that possibility one day where you go, yeah, Penix can really spin it, and he mm-hmm. just hit Drake London, and then Bijan broke off a 40-yard catch and run. I feel like they're a team a little like the Patriots in the third quarter the other day. Could, two or three plays, and all of a sudden you're like, how did we get down 17-3
here?
That's
exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just think they have big play potential with Drake London. Even with Bijan Robinson, I do. I know Kyle Pitts is kind of a freak athlete, mm-hmm. and so I'm still
waiting for him to break out, Ted.
Yeah, man. I know.
It's never going to happen.
We're going to wait a while.
I was told this was Kyle Pitts' season.
Nope, that's happened every year. I think we've settled on it's not going to happen. He's just a solid NFL player. The freak from Florida and all that isn't going to happen.
And here's the thing, too. So the Falcons are 3-4 right now. I mean, you got the Bucs that are 6-2. They're clearly the best team in the NFC South, but if you're a coach, you're like, dude, we still can make the playoffs, guys.
Oh yeah,
like you're still kind of like, I don't know how many times I play the Bucks, but it's like 3-4. My point is these guys aren't going to be disengaged. This isn't going to be a team that's coming in and sucking their thumb and thinking they don't have a chance. They're going to come in with the idea and attitude of beating this team.
I actually think that is the reason Fitzy for maybe most beyond they have talent and they can make plays, whatever. This is sort of make or break season for them. Patriots can afford to lose a game. They've actually given themselves a cushion. The Falcons, if they fancy themselves a playoff team, this is a game they have to win.
Atlanta needs this game way more than the Patriots do.
That's a good way
to
put it.
3-5, they'll be in the toilet, the tank, and really be facing a long haul to get that seventh playoff spot. Because if you think about it, Eagles, no-brainer. Lions, Packers, yep. Buccaneers, yep. 49ers, Rams. Okay, there's six. There's going to be one team. It could be the Cowboys, could be the Bears, could be the Falcons if they can get their ish together to grab that final wild card spot in the NFC.
If a coach is smart, and Parcells did this in our 95 season, he basically would just, that was a year we only won five games. Hey, guys, we still, we're still got an opportunity to make it, if we just, kind of do our, get better. And he'd keep dangling that playoff carrot in front of you. And that's kind of a smart thing for a coach to do in the middle of a season that's not going like you hoped. If you're just three games behind, the playoff spot, you kind of tell that to your players. So they're going to be, just like Fitzy just said, they're going to feel like they got to win this game, and so they're going to come in here sharp.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about this Patriots-Falcons game? Ted, your guy's on the line. He's now on day five.
You're going to hear about it.
Trying to finish his point. Let's go to Pauly and Dedham.
Didn't we go to him yesterday?
Yeah, he said he fell asleep on the phone.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yep. My ass, Pauly. What's up, Pauly?
What's up, Paul?
Lee?
Yeah, I was. I fell asleep in here. I was on hold for well over an hour, and I tried to hold on. I had the phone on my stomach. I'm lying on the couch with the radio on behind me on the end table, and I woke up. The phone was dead. And I said, it was blank, rather. The screen was
great
blank.
Story.
I said, I think they went to me. Sorry about that. Yeah. But I figured they were going to blitz Gabriel last week. And early on, they did. It wasn't working. So I said, no, sit back and coverage is not working. And they did. I think they're going to do the same thing with Penix. He can't get out of his own way. And he's struggling right now. I think they're going to put some heat on him. You know, I think they're going to hit him with some blitz combinations.
So who wins, Paul?
Yeah, Paul, who's winning this game?
And of course, take out Bijan Robinson out of the game, of course. But today, I've been wanting to say this all week that I've spoke to a couple other people. I've had people agreeing with me, and I have people disagreeing with me. When the game was 30-7 last week, I texted a big dog in the business, and I told him, I said, get him out of there now. He's been facing pressure all week. It's a ferocious pass rush. He's been facing it all day. He's being they bought to him. He's taking some punishment. There's no need to leave him in the game and risk injury to your star player. Who, if you lose, you're going to be out. You're going to be out for the year. That'll be it.
Thanks for the call, Pauly.
I think there's some truth to it. I'd have to go back. I'll be honest. I lost a little bit of interest in the game after
we. You meant that call.
No. Never. Give me Pauly. The same line. Always entertaining.
No, that was everybody else.
Yeah, I didn't like that he fell asleep listening to our show. But that's
that was a long question. Just can you shorten it down for me?
Yeah, Pauly. Can you just shorten it down? You know what? There is some truth to that. There's a part of you that's kind of like you want to teach. Your team to finish the race.
Yeah,
if there's a chance even at all that they could get back in the game, I don't know. I mean, 30-7 is pretty significant, but I think there's some truth to that. Maybe like the last couple series, just feel like you got game in hand. Why not take Drake out?
We've seen what twice we've seen Dobbs for May this year, I believe, two of the eight games. I don't think they're quite there yet for like
only
the
one was
hook.
For a blowout. The other one was because of an injury. He came in and out.
Yeah, I came in for a couple of days. Yeah.
But like, I don't think they're there yet. I'm with sort of the beginning of your answer there. I think they're still a developing, young, new mix team quarterback. And I get it. I agree with Pauly on one thing. If Drake May goes down, the season goes down.
Yeah.
But I just don't know that you can play out of fear. I just don't. Like, you're trying to develop
something. I agree. I'm not feeling real confident about that statement, but I think you could be right too, man. There's both two ways to look at it.
It's almost similar to this conversation about Drake May running. Like, I get that he could get hurt, and I get that he's gotten hurt, but it's also a massive part of your offense and your team in the development and who you are.
Due respect to the people that just want him to be. I get you want him to be a pocket passer, but here's the thing: if he doesn't feel like anybody's open, do you just say stay in the pocket and get sacked?
Right. Or do the Peyton Manning throw the ball into the ground every time and he's got like a million throwaways and we punt?
Him vacating the pocket doesn't mean that eventually he can become a great pocket passer. He's just right now the reads aren't there and it buys time for his development. You don't want to just sit in the pocket and throw when you think guys are covered or you can't find somebody open and then take the sack. So you need to vacate the pocket.
And Fitzy, I think he's done a good job of it. I think we've seen a lot of like, oh, the middle just opened up. I'm going to pick up 10 yards and move the chains.
Oh.
And I don't think he's taken a lot of big hits. The one that sent him to the tent was a weird situation. He got wrapped up by a defensive back, and as he kind of rolled him down, the head hit the turf. But I've watched Justin Herbert take much bigger hits this year. I've watched Josh Allen take much bigger hits this year. If you think Drake May is the next Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, that's part of the good and the bad of their game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big enough dude that they're going to let him do that out in space. And I'm not saying that he needs to go take some of those jiu-jitsu classes that Brady did just so he can learn to fall. Be careful if you bring your wife as well.
You don't.
You don't. She stays home. She makes the apple crisp at home. Maybe he needs – that'll be an off-season focus for him as well. But, like, that one where he dinged his head up, like, that was just an – that's going to happen. That was, like, his momentum was going one way and it got flung the other way, like – I think he's actually been pretty good about not putting his body in in the amount of harm's way that he could.
I hope they practice that. I hope they practice him just falling to the ground. The hardest thing, and then what I feel awful for quarterbacks, is when guys wrap them up and they can't put their arms out to brace.
Right.
Like, so you're basically, and you just got to use your core to kind of like scrunch up so that your head, you got to anticipate as you're getting tackled to the ground that your head will snap back if you're not, you know, engaged in your core to make sure it doesn't just whiplash back to the ground. And that's where a lot of the serious concussions come, is from hitting the ground.
And it seems like, I'm not a doctor, but it seems like he's a little bit predisposed to the head thing. Like in a short period of time here, he's had his bell rung or reacted or whatever a few different times. And it's, you know who else do it? Wrestlers. Wrestlers do that thing where their shoulder blades hit, but they make sure their head doesn't, or it's not supposed to. When it does, that's when they have problems, and that's why wrestlers
That's a good point. So they should study wrestling films.
Absolutely.
Watch Vision Quest.
And there you go. And Brady talked about that. Brady talked about learning to fall and falling.
Oh, yeah.
That you can get hurt. Anybody can get hurt. But if you try to pull as many factors in your side of the equation and limit it.
You know, part of the problem is a lot of times if he's on the run and gets hit, there's momentum.
Right.
Where Tom was in the pocket, so when he gets hit, it's kind of like just goes straight down. There's no momentum in the hit.
The object was not in motion, so it didn't tend to stay in motion. Yep, exactly. And there was the one play that Vrabel gave him the hard time for on Sunday, the nice long run, where he got a little indecisive, like, am I trying to pick up more yards? Am I sliding? Am I going to beat
this
guy?
It was a bad slide, but do you see other slides? I mean, they're perfect.
Oh, yeah, he can slide.
Oh, like
when he decides, when he mentally decides, I'm going to slide.
Yeah.
And I would say to him, don't get indecisive down the field. Because in the NFL, that means some safety or some guy you're not seeing is coming at a high rate of speed.
No,
so if you're downfield, either get your ass in the end zone or get your ass to the ground. Yep. Figure it out. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Drake May and the Patriots heading into this weird Jekyll and Hyde, helter-skelter, whatever you want to call it, game against the Atlanta Falcons? Up next, we have some new audio from Mike Vrabel down at Gillette Stadium today. We've talked about him distancing himself from the dynasty. The introductions are now individual players. He got rid of the captains. He's doing different things. They got rid of the aw, yeah. They celebrate differently. Well, he had an interesting comment when asked about distancing themselves from the dynasty. You'll hear that next here on WE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
EI Afternoons.
This is kind of scary music right here.
The hell is this? This is Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim. It was in a horror movie called Insidious, which is one of the best horror movies.
It kind of has a weird, eerie, happy but scary sound.
Yes. And have you ever seen the guy? Have you ever seen Tiny Tim?
No.
It's just as, if not creepier, than the sound of the song.
Oof. Yep.
Man.
That's kind of like that I brought up to you, Stiz, the Jeepers Creepers movie with that upbeat song. Which,
yeah.
But then the guy in the truck is chasing you to eat your skin or whatever the hell he wants
to do. Yeah, he was pissed off for some reason.
Yeah. Man. Mike Vrabel is not pissed off, but he had some interesting comments. We've talked a lot about this, Ted, the maybe however you want to phrase it, distancing yourself from the old regime and the dynasty. Remember early on, I think his first press conference, is it interesting that I'm back where I played? Sure. But does it matter? No. Like we're doing a new thing here. We're trying to win games.
Yep.
So
I've liked how he's handled all those questions up to this point.
And it sounds like, I believe it was Chris Gasper had a couple questions for him today, probably writing a column for the Globe about this very topic as Vrabel puts his stamp on the Patriots. So we're going to do a little start and stop here because there's a long answer and then he ends with a nice Vrabel-like zinger, which we all have grown to love a little bit like.
And this was in today's.
This is at today's press conference a couple hours ago at Gillette Stadium. So basically, why is it important to put your own stamp on things and your own culture and maybe distance yourself from the dynasty?
Well, let's first just say, I mean, it's been a lot of years since that has happened. So I don't know how many people really around here know, other than Stacy, Nancy, Jim Whalen, you know what I mean? So
all right,
we're
stop.
Just trying.
So it's Stacy James, Director of Media Relations, Nancy Meyer, the head of scouting or whatever her exact title is, and Jim Whalen is the trainer. But he's saying it's kind of been a while since we were talking dynasty in Foxborough. Like that is dated. Like, there's been some time since then.
6 years, yeah.
The roster's been turned over. The coaching staff's been turned over multiple times. All right, roll it, Stiz.
Trying to do what we feel like is best and what the players and the communication and me and the staff and Elliot and everybody else involved. That's all we're trying to do is just try to win games, get good guys, enjoy coming to work, coach the shit out of them, watch them have success, be excited for them. Like, none of that goes in, and, well, they did it this way, we're going to do it the opposite. Like, there's a lot of things and ideas that are good that you take from people, and there's some things that you come up with that on your own that's good, and then there's some ones that are clunkers. And when they're clunkers, you own it and change it and fix it.
All right, so, pause right there, Stiz. So, Ted, he's saying basically we don't – he's basically saying we don't take into consideration the dynasty. We do things the way we want to do things.
Yeah.
I think he probably is honest about that. The one point I would push back on in that area or way is the captains and the older players to start the year. The guys like David Andrews, when we were like, well, why are you getting rid of David Andrews? You're like, what did he do? And you were like, well, he's tied to Belichick.
Yeah, that was one reason. I love Dave, but I think he was underperforming too. And I think the fact that he retired from football shows you maybe what they saw, you know, a guy that was close to. So just in that particular, but there are certain guys, I think, that does you just look at and you think of the old regime.
Yeah.
It might not be – it's maybe not their fault, but they remind you of the old regime, and so got to go kind of thing, you know. And that's probably Dave was one of those guys.
All right, Stiz, roll it.
You know, we'll make some modifications to the player announcements. We'll get the names in order this time, and we'll go from there, and we'll have – you know what I mean? Again, it's – you know. We just want to try, you know what I mean? Again, I'm excited. I love coaching these guys.
Stop
it's fun.
Stop. He almost just said, we just want to do things differently, and then he stopped.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want it to come out that way, but that's really what he's doing. He just doesn't want to admit it.
And I do think some of this that we may take as
different than the dynasty or whatever is also just modernization, right? Yeah. Isn't it doing it the way everybody does it in 2025?
It's also doing it Mike's way. Whatever his vision is for this team is, why does it have to resemble anything that was here? You know, even though he played on those early teams, he's a coach now. He's not a player. He's a coach.
And he's coaching 23-year-olds in 2025.
That don't remember, those early dynasties anyway.
Right. All right, roll us this.
I love coaching these guys. It's fun. They make coming to work a lot of fun, and we go from there.
And I'm not saying you're disrespecting. That was not what I meant, that you were in any way.
I didn't take it that way.
I just want to, in your mind, is there like a burden that comes with that you're trying to erase? So the burden of the past for some of these guys, of trying to live up to the past and what this organization has done.
2 years, you know what I mean? I don't know what the burden is. They won 8 games in 2 years. So none of that matters. Whether it was a Super Bowl or not very good year, it doesn't matter. So, I mean, in this league, if you take a nap, you're going to get beat. That's just how it is. So we're not trying to take a nap. We want to try to just play good football, be competitive, take advantage of our opportunities, take care of football, play complimentary, play sound, create some more plays in kicking game, all these things that we're talking about doing. And I don't have enough time to focus on what happened yesterday, let alone what happened 7 years ago.
So there's no burden.
Love it.
Because I don't know if you paid attention. Last 2 years, they won a total of 8 games.
Yeah, no, he's basically, why are we talking about the past? I mean, have you seen the recent past? It hasn't been that good.
And I don't know if you've noticed, I got 6 wins. They had 4 each of the last 2 years, so we're already ahead of their curve. So why would I mimic them when I'm doing
honestly,
better?
I love that answer. I'm like, okay, that's the Mike Vrabel. I know. And, you know, you keep winning, a little bit more of that will come out.
You
know what I mean? But I think it's a very fair point to bring up is why are we talking about the past when they've won 8 games in 2 years?
Fitzy, first of all, Ted's right. Are we all in agreement that the cocky, cocksure Mike Vrabel is the best version of Mike Vrabel?
That's 100% the guy that I hoped for, wanted for, wished for, that all the fans love the most. And him coaching the way that he coaches, which is different than Parcells, very different than Belichick, makes sense. I feel like Belichick didn't adapt to the needs and the peculiarities of the modern athlete, whereas Vrabel knows, like, yeah, when Ted and I were out there, we didn't need social media breaks. We didn't have phones. We didn't have handlers. There wasn't a TJ52 logo you could buy at TedJohnson.com. Like, these guys now are completely different. I think Vrabel, for like an older guy in his 50s, football hardo, is doing an awesome job being contemporarily accessible.
And how old is he? Mid-50s?
Yeah, he's a couple years. He's about 50. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems young to me. He has a young air to him.
Oh, energy?
Yeah, the energy, young. But also the awareness. Like, some older players become, you know, the joke around here for years was Dick Raddatz was like, in my day, we threw 150 pitches.
I would say most guys are like older, curmudgeon, bitter.
And he's
guys.
Not.
No, because he knows that's just not his style or personality, but he also knows that's not conducive for winning culture, right? Is to be that guy. It just, you know, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't compute. And I love the fact that Mike is concentrating on cultivating. You hear him time and time again. He wants guys to come to work and have fun. You know what? I would come to work the last 5 years. Oh, but you want Ted Shrupp. It's like, yeah, I don't think we had to be miserable. I thought we were such a great team that we didn't have to have a miserable work experience every day to be, you know, a great team. Right. And Mike, you know, wants guys to kind of want to come to work. And when you open that door, you get energized, not like, oh crap, I better not screw up today kind of thing. And it's a different athlete mindset now, and mm-hmm. Mike knows it, and that's what he's tapping into.
That's the key part. I think he has his thumb on what a modern athlete is.
I think it helps that he has kids
that went to the BC, through college. He's got one that's playing baseball. He knows the way they think, the way they're treated, pampered, whatever the words are you want to use. He knows, and I think this is an issue, and Fitzy, you talked about it. This is an issue that a lot of coaches are battling. These, like, coaches that have been around a long time, like, the way you did things 10, 12 years ago even, not even 25 years ago, but 10 or 12 years ago, I don't think resonates with the modern athlete and the modern player in the same way, and I think that's a challenge. And you said it, Bill didn't really, maybe hasn't really adjusted to that.
No, whereas Vrabel has, like, What I admire is his ability to adjust to the wants and the needs and motivation techniques for the younger athlete, but still be the old school football guy that he is.
You want to work in a couple phone calls here?
Sure.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcus in Roxbury. Marcus, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? Thanks good. For good. Taking a phone call.
You bet.
I just wanted to say really quick, I'm going to be real quick. Seeing Lamar last night, I know we had Jaden Daniels last year and Drake May today. Lamar's going to be a problem to deal with when the season ends. I know that with a lot and all over Drake, but Lamar is still that guy. So I just wanted to say, man, thank you guys for taking a call and keep up the good work. Now take it easy, guys.
Thanks for the call, Marcus.
Love Lamar. Love yeah. Lamar Jackson.
The 3-5 Ravens are the favorite to win the AFC North for
How
a reason.
How about that? They're 2 games under 500.
Oh, absolutely.
And
they're going to win it. Oh, but I thought the interesting thing last night, if you're a Patriots fan, both sides of the quarterback spectrum were like, well, Lamar is still Lamar, as Marcus said. He's still a problem. Thank God we don't have Tua. Thank God we're not going down that. They have they have a $212 million broken quarterback.
Yep.
Like a $200 million quarterback they don't want. They have a guy that they didn't even attempt a Hail Mary at the end of the half because I don't think they think he can reach the end zone.
Reach.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's throwing fades to no one on fourth and goal. It's like they are so broke. And you're right. Lamar is...
Dude,
he's an MVP. There's a reason.
I felt bad for him last year. I thought he played good against Buffalo in that championship game. It's Mark Andrews, the talented and all pro tight end, drops that ball that hits him right between the numbers, and then Lamar would have he needs to validate it with a Super Bowl appearance or at least a Super Bowl win because he's accomplished everything else there is to accomplish in the game.
They all do, and Josh Allen faces the same
thing.
Get to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. Even Joe Burrow got there, didn't win a Super Bowl.
That's
like
right.
They're all kind of in that wake of Mahomes where they're all good, but they don't have a ring, so there's questions about it.
What a bummer it's going to be when Drake blows by all of them this year.
That's it.
I don't know about this year, but there's a Super Bowl ring in his future before the statue and the red jacket and all those other things. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Halloween.
You too.
You too, buddy.
I love Mike Vrabel. You know, I was so happy when they got him here. But, you know, he is very cautious on what he says because he's putting a lot of pressure on himself and the organization when he says we don't want to do things the way we've done them before. And he should be like that. He needs to be. But at the same time, you know, I think we're so anxious, and I know I am speaking for myself, for the Patriots to do really well, to go to the playoffs, to go to the Super Bowl, that I think we're putting a lot of pressure on May that we kind of have to slow down a little bit and let it go game by game. In my opinion, guys, the Patriots are not a Super Bowl contender until the playoffs are here and they're in it.
All right, thanks for the call, David.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
So the numbers agree, our eyeballs agree, whatever you want to say. I also think Mike was actually trying to lower the pressure in a way there when he says,
"That's what I think."
They only won 8 games combined the last 2 years. We're not comparing ourselves to the dynasty. We just got to be better than the bums that got fired that are the reason we're here, right?
Right. I feel like he's kind of tapped down the fervor. He's trying hard not to get excited, not to show what he really feels. He's kind of keeping his energy levels down at these press conferences because he doesn't want people to get over their skis.
Yep.
And I think he's kind of really – I think he knows he's got – okay, they got something, but he doesn't want to show that because he doesn't want to show his hand. And I don't blame him. I think that's the way to go. Just kind of keep it calm, keep it cool, and that's the best way because you don't want the players to think that, okay, we can relax, we've arrived, our coach thinks we're great. So you want to always send a message of just kind of like, man, we haven't done anything, we're working towards it, blah, blah, blah.
Coming up on WEEI Afternoon, Celtics play tonight. They're in Philly, rematch of opening night.
I can't wait for this game.
What's going to happen? Are the Celtics going to get a little winning streak here, just like the Bruins? Is winter winning back? Jaylen Brown and company, are they ready for the rematch? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Happy Halloween. Will it be trick or treat for the Celtics tonight against the 76ers? Ted Johnson. They are undefeated, 4-0. You okay, Stiz?
Oh, that's why you get the big bucks right there, Andy. That right there.
Wait, I do? Oof.
I was waiting for the Price is Right bump, bump, but I guess it was rolled that you passed.
Celtics play tonight, 76ers, who we all know, they lost on the final two possessions, final 9 seconds earlier this year. Ted Johnson was a big fan of Peyton Pritchard's possession and performance in the paint.
Ugh.
I believe it's maybe the only time I've seen Ted Johnson send out screen captures of a basketball game.
Yeah, well, that guy, it's random. Sometimes Celtics games, I just get into the game way too much, and I'm writing notes, and I've got all these ideas, and I just had to get out those ideas in on Twitter, which I never tweet, so that was, you got me at a point.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. So we should warn everybody, two things. This is an Emirates NBA Cup game, if you care about those things, Fitzy.
Ooh, I sure don't.
So, but I'm guessing that means there'll be a special court. They usually do a special court.
I do kind of like the courts they
with all the trophies.
Yeah, what is Philadelphia's court going to look? Is it going to be like blue, like royal blue and red, or is it going to like look like the Declaration of Independence?
That would actually be cool. That would be cool. That I would kind of like.
I do like the floors they come up with.
And then the other issue is when you go to NBC Sports Boston and go, where's the game? And then you go to ESPN and go, where's the game? You go to your Amazon Prime, because this is an Amazon Prime game the first time I will be watching the Celtics. To the point, Fitzy, where I asked our guy Brian Ferzocco, who you know,
has like NBA league pass. Wow, I'm so cool. I watch the Trailblazers at 3 a.m. I know everybody in the NBA. I asked him who was doing the game tonight, and he's like, that's a good question. Who does games for Amazon Prime? So it'll be an unfamiliar setting for the Celtics tonight. But how are we feeling, Ted Johnson, about the fact that your Celtics, who you thought were going to run more and shoot less threes, are fourth in the league in threes per game? So they're still shooting a boatload of threes, and yet they're 23rd in three-point field goal percentage, 33%. How are we feeling about those two numbers?
Not good, because that was kind of what was happening last year. It was they were shooting at a high clip, the highest, and then they weren't hitting a lot last year. But they continue to do it, and then really this team isn't built, in my opinion, to be shooting the three ball. It's just not. I mean, I know Peyton and Derek White are struggling from that, but I just feel like that's just like you're going to get heat. They're going to heat up. They're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I just think this team is more out of a slashing kind of backdoor attacking type of team, the way it's built. And to me, that's what they should be doing more. I thought that was what Brad Stevens said they needed to pivot to before the season started, was they needed to play more like the teams that we saw in the finals last year with the Pacers and OKC. That's how all those teams did, was attack, attack, attack. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we were going to be doing. That doesn't look like the case as much. It's more of the same, Fitzy, from the three-point line.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to rain threes no matter what the forecast calls for in a Missoula game, Ted. We've just had to all, you know, not embrace it, just deal with it. Like, there's going to be a minimum of 40 three-point shots probably in every single Joe Missoula game. It's just, to me, tonight, it's about, do you get the same kind of effort you did the other night against the Cavaliers? Because while the Sixers are off to a whale of a start, and the Edgecombe kid is an absolute dandy from last year's tank by them, you know, do the Celtics stick with that rotation and put the same kind of energy out? Or, you know, I think they should. I think they should be able to look at this team and go, wait a second, we were up by 11 in the fourth quarter against this team. We can beat them. They're not unbeatable. Yep. I think the Celtics absolutely hang with them tonight.
Yeah, I'll be curious if he does maybe roll out the same starting lineup as he did the last game. Just he hasn't had any consistency there, and I get why. But can I real quick about the three-point?
Yeah.
Is what are two things that when you shoot the three-pointer that you don't necessarily get a lot?
Rebounding.
One is rebounds, uh-huh. And the other one is fouls. You don't really get fouled shooting three pointers often. So you're not getting a team in foul trouble. You're not going to the line, and you're not getting rebounds. Those are two major categories and drawbacks to shooting as many threes as they do.
So my question, though, is it's only five games in. Is this sort of just the transitional, you know, like they couldn't change everything overnight? Like they're learning their new roster, and maybe those numbers will come more in line to what you're looking for as the season evolves.
They have seven newcomers to this to this team, and
oldcomers that played a certain way.
Yeah. And a lot of them right.
Are you allowed to say that?
I'm kind of just, I let that one just.
And a lot of guys that are playing more minutes than they ever played. So, you know, so yes, to answer your
question.
Five
games is a small sample size.
Can I tell you real quick, though?
Sure.
So it is now the Sixers. It's all about the backcourt, not the front court anymore, right?
Yep.
Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe are both averaging over 40 minutes a game.
Yeah. And a lot of points per game.
Oh, Tyrese Maxey is leading. He's got to be leading the league. He's averaging 37.5 points a game.
Thanks in part to your Celtics on opening night that allowed him to go for 40, and they allowed Edgecombe to have the greatest debut of a rookie since Wilt Chamberlain 700 years ago.
He's good.
Maybe rein that in a little bit, and you'll have a chance to win this game, and Derek White mixes in a couple threes. I think they're going to win this game. I do. I think that I think tomorrow is a, I don't know if we'll call it that, a scheduled loss to Houston.
You feel confident about that? You're
confident they'll lose tomorrow?
No, they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I do. Okay. In fact, during the commercial break, I'll go on my app, and I'm going to put a little something on the Boston Celtics.
A whole dollar?
$2. It's always $2.
Four weeks, 20 papers, that's $2.
Great Grammy Hart used to give me $2 bills in my cards, and that's what I gamble now, $2. $2 at a time, and I still have an envelope with a whole stack of $2 bills
from
Great Grammy Hart.
Could you just give you a five, like my grandma?
It's a tough economy.
No, but back then, you're right, Andy.
Shaming my grandmother?
The $2 bill was like all the grandparents.
Even though it's only worth $2
bills?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always. Always a $2 bill, except
I don't think it appreciates in value. No, I think it's only worth $2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it seemed cool, you felt like you were getting more, you were really only getting $2.
Let's get rid of the penny. Let's get rid of the penny and bring the $2 bill back.
Absolutely.
I think they are getting rid of the penny, actually. I think they stopped making them. But remember bonds? Like, you would get bonds?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, great story.
I got those, too. Right. Great story. Grammy Hart gave me those as well. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Such a great story.
It's time for the drive. How is Mike Giardi feeling about Patriots and Falcons on Sunday? And Jeremy Springer, how's he feeling about Halloween? Was somebody dumb enough to ask an NFL coach if they went to a Halloween party on a Thursday night of a game week? You'll find out next in The Drive here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.